Egmont Key State Park is a 1 square mile island located at the mouth of Tampa Bay, offshore of the Sunshine Skyway Bridge in Fort DeSoto. Because of Florida budget shortfalls, the State Parks Department is considering saving $140,000 by cutting funding for the rangers who run Egmont Key State Park. But environmental activists, including Lorraine Margeson, want it to remain a state park.
Well, Egmont Key is one of the primary, very few and primary nesting areas for several shorebird species in the state of Florida, and most notably, or one of the notables, being the royal tern, which has just a handful of spots in the whole state where this very beautiful species can nest.
Margeson said that the royal terns can nest on Egmont Key because half of the island is a sanctuary and also because there's a ranger on the island 24 hours per day. But if the state cuts funding to the state park, boaters will no longer be deterred from disturbing natural habitat and wildlife, Margeson said.
If we lose the state park designation, which in turn means we'll lose this live on the island management system, this island will be open for anyone and everyone to wreak havoc. And as a comparison, perhaps some of your listeners know about the long battle to get stronger rules of protection for Shell Key Preserve in Pinellas County, and I was very much a part of that effort. And that worked stunningly already. The very first year, we already saw a large spike in increased nesting on Shell Key.
Because of how Tampa Bay is partitioned, Egmont Key lies within Hillsborough County. Last Thursday, the Environmental Protection Commission, or EPC, of Hillsborough voted unanimously to write a letter to Governor Charlie Crist requesting that he maintain funding for Egmont Key State Park. EPC Executive Director Rick Garrity said that 180,000 visitors to Egmont Key pump $8 million into the region's economy every year.
If the management of the park was abandoned, I think that would be something that would be very bad for safeguarding that natural resource. So our recommendation is to draft a letter to the governor and FDEP secretary expressing our concern and copy Congresswoman Castor's office and encourage the continuation of funding.
EPC board member and Hillsborough County Commissioner Jim Norman asked if it would be possible for the county to purchase and maintain the island through the Environmental Lands Acquisition and Protection Program, or ELAP.
Have you ever submitted it to our ELAP committee to see see if they would rate it to have it purchased instead of have it deteriorate but take it if you want us to manage it to see if it would qualify for ELAP acquisition and then it would qualify for maybe maintenance. I don't know if we could maintain other people's property. That's why.